started writing this song about Chris Gantry. Ended up writing about Dennis Hopper and Johnny Cash and Norman, Norbert, Funky Donnie Frid, Billy Swan, Bobby Newirth, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Paul Siebel. Ramblin' Jack Elliott had a lot to do with it. See him wasted on the sidewalk in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a-changing, for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found. Never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, and he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and the problem when he's stoned, he's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking ever wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, and he's traded in tomorrow for today, running from his devil's lord, reaching for the stars, losing all the love along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning, for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around, from the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction.
April 14th.
Y'all believe that if you want to.
You guys want some drinks? Good to see you. I haven't seen you. I had some surgery. I had to get some things for you guys.
Well, as long as I didn't cut off your pouring hand.
I did.
Okay.
I'm strong as an ox.
Shorty, we just listened to that song, Pilgrim, by Kris Kristofferson. Thank you, Barkeep. And that got me in the mood, you know. It's one of his best old songs before Kristofferson went to Hollywood and kind of altered his beam a little bit. But he's a poet, and he's a pusher, and he's a preacher, and he's a problem when he's stoned. That sounds like a lot of people we know might be some of those types circulating around in Montana in a marijuana culture. They just might be. And those people, you know, their problems when they're stoned, if they can't handle their stone, just like alcoholics are problems when they're stoned, if they can't handle their alcohol. But most people aren't problems when they're stoned. In fact, they're peaceable, lovable, little nice guys.
Well, like
that's the way they are.
Well, it's like Sheriff Mack says, it gets you laid back, right?
Much rather have
in fact, he even said down in Tucson, it's better if you, maybe you cops ought to smoke a little once in a while, you'll feel better.
That's a good line.
Yeah, that's his address at the Hotel Tucson there back when we marched with Oath Keepers for Jose Guerrero, who the SWAT team had just killed over a suspicion trying to serve a warrant on a suspicion that he might have been involved in marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So let's just go raid his home with a military-style assault, urban warfare, automatic weapons, fire 71 rounds down his hallway at him,
what?
Kill him dead, and then all yeah, over, he might have been involved in some dope somewhere. Well,
and
maybe some of these cops do need to smoke a toke or two now and then, you know?
It wouldn't
overreaction.
Hurt.
Overreaction. Someone lost their lives all the time.
Well, we covered all that. It's up in Oath Keepers. Anybody can Google An Empire Strikes Home and get all five of my articles on a series about that incident. But there's pot people all over America and has been forever, but since they declared war on it, doggone if it didn't start to be catching and get some traction in the population. And the more they publicized against it, the more young people would try it. And finally, they got a whole popular counterculture movement going, especially kicking into gear when they lied to the American people and tricked us into a ground war in Vietnam. Lying bastards, Johnson and McNamara, the heads of the CIA, the Joint Chiefs, mercenary military industrial complex bastards. Don't give a damn about anything except we drive Wall Street's bubble by pumping this military industrial complex. Defense contractors rule. We'll get Johnson in if we have to kill Kennedy to get him there. And then we can have our damn war. That's what was going on. The counterculture that smoked dope opened their mind, expanded their consciousness, which is what marijuana does. Those people could see through the illusion and the facade and the damn lie the government was spitting out, and they had an anti-war movement. And music was the adhesion that cemented that culture together across the nation. So the next thing you know, the DEA is sitting there bitching under Nixon, my God, there must be 30 million pot smokers around America.
Oh, my God.
That was
100 million.
And that's 40 years ago. I don't know very many people these days that don't smoke pot.
I don't know anything.
So, not everybody is a problem when he's stoned. And some people actually have very good beneficial use to put marijuana to by smoking that stuff. So,
and it's not just about physical health either.
We'll drink to that. Thank you. Cheers. And so Kris Kristofferson was part of all that. Long comes now 2012. The Mayans thought it was an interesting year a long time ago. And here it is. We've crept up into it 3 months behind our belt now into 2012, and it's April Fool's Day, which is a good day for me and you to show up. Ain't no better fools than freedom outlaws, and especially outlaws who are sitting around the Willow Creek Saloon, the Freedom Outlaws Saloon, and being free. And if we wanted to smoke a roach right now, we just up and do it, and dare the damn cops
right
to come get us, you know? Y'all just come mess up good people's day if you must, if that's all you got to do, but we're going to burn one down, okay?
The cops stop me around here.
So what we're going to do, half the cops would take kids' weed and take it home with them. We've seen that happen way more than anybody would believe. That's because you got your medical marijuana card.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Well, do you tell them you do? I tell you my stand on that.
I have a prescription, but I don't get my license. And the reason why is because I work with ending prohibition of marijuana. And just because I have a medicinal use for it doesn't mean that I think that it should be illegal at all.
I think it should be anybody.
Well, that's the constitutional answer. That everybody,
right.
Everybody needs to think about it.
So I have a right to do it.
Because where in the Constitution does it say that they can have a war on drugs?
Yeah. Absurd.
There's no authority in the federal Constitution for any federal government office or department or agent to have any control over what you put in your body. The reason being, the founders plainly saw and enumerated or explained in the writing of the documents that founded this country, that we come to this world by virtue of birth with unalienable rights, and no government can rightfully destroy your rights or incur or intrude or infringe upon your rights. Those unalienable rights are yours, and they are above any authority that the people who are born with these rights, any authority they delegate to a damn man-made government, that authority has its limits in the wording of what was awarded or enumerated as a government operation. In Article 1, Section 8, there ain't one damn word about the federal government having anything to say or do about what you do with your mind or your body. Those are yours. They come from a higher source than a man-made government. Our founders knew it. They set it up that way. We have been tricked for 90 years to 100 years in this country. We were tricked into a federal income tax, tricked into a Federal Reserve for fiat money and creating government debt that we're liable for, and tricked into a war on drugs that causes us to think that the state or government some way or another has some authority over what we do to medicate or entertain ourselves. Right?
So there's two more ways we're tricked. Through advertising and commercialism, and through big pharmacy.
And through,
so that we are sick, and that we cannot take care of ourselves, and that we cannot regulate our own food because people are careless. And so we need other big imaginary FDA and to make up that our food is pure when it's not pure, or plastic corn in it when it doesn't have plastic corn.
If the green slime is yellow slime, right?
And then or the pink slime.
And the pink slime.
And then they put Big Pharma in here, and they're saying, No, you don't know how to medicate yourself. Only we know how, and we're going to give you drugs that we haven't tested, but we really want to push through and make a big profit off of real quickly.
That's
because
right.
You're so
that's
sick, and you have no other place to turn.
That's
you know?
Right. You got it.
And so there's commercials.
I'm drinking pretty fast, Barkeep. Can you pour me another shot there?
I'm trying to keep up.
That's really good.
Thank
I like Johnny Black, but. I'm just on a I'm in a good mood to have a chair today. I might just drink up, you know. And
they bought us into consuming too. They dupe us in that we have to have
the latest.
Yeah,
that's your Edward Bernays.
Oh yes.
His whole thing on Wall Street.
America has to consume.
Well, we became the Industrial Revolution, took us off the farms and put us into the cities like Detroit and Chicago. Filthy Philly and all the places, so we get factory jobs, so we could become consumers, so we could need more regulations, license fees, everything, government control, systematize our behavior patterns, organize and project mass consciousness programs into the national psyche so that we find ourselves here today. And the only ones that know clearly what's going on are the ones that either read a lot of books and look for hidden history in those books, or smoke some damn dope, get outside of their mind enough to where they can see themselves, learn about their conditioning and programming, learn how they've been feducated, and they have a chance to see, my God, this America that we took for granted all our lives for generations has suddenly been stolen incrementally over decades by a band of idiots who are working for the international financiers that put a central bank in every country on the roster of the membership of the United Nations.
Suck the teat.
Yeah. So we now know these things. And damn, if I didn't just post a really cool video, Zbigniew Brzezinski is on film talking to the Canadian version of the CFR, saying that for the first time in world history, the population around the planet is becoming politically aware.
They're understanding that they're being suckered?
They're starting to see the role of governments in the affairs of humankind. All of our wars are started by governments who are using policies to start those wars that are dictated by the bastards that own our national debt, which they got to own by creating a Federal Reserve unconstitutionally in this country and in all the other countries. I don't care what country it is, they got a central bank. The central bank's answer to the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland, created in 1930 to do this. We know who got us, how they did it, why they did it, who's skimming the gravy off the gross national product of our work and labor, and who's sticking us with the goddamn taxes that we are not even able to offset by working harder or faster. We'll never pay
the... I don't
participate in that bullshit. Freedom Outlaws could have an attitude about that kind of mischief coming at us through our own human-created seats of governance. Because we've got a Bill of Rights, we've got a Constitution, and we have a structure that's representative government of, by, and for the people, and it operates on the presumed consent of the governed. That's all in the writing in our founders' papers. So nobody's going to argue with me about that, but they'll deny it to themselves as they go to church or go to the prom or go to Saturday Night Live audience or whatever they like to do to entertain themselves and think they're a good American while they're paying a taxes that will put a DEA out there to arrest my ass for knowing this shit. All right? That's like your damn little rhino David Howard over here at Laurel, Montana, running on a Tea Party ticket for conservatism, constitutionalism. Yeah, I'm a Tea Party guy. Goes to Helena and votes against every damn Liberty Bill on the venue up there, right? There's a bunch of them that did that. They don't even know they're feeding the beast by trying to stop me from medicating my Agent Orange the way I know I need to, and asking me or demanding of me that I go and bow down to Caesar and get a goddamn card that gives me permission to medicate myself when the medication is needed in the first place, because they sprayed Agent Orange all over my ass when I was fighting for the country in Vietnam. Nobody needs to tell me what doctor to go see, what insurance to buy, what the hell. They don't need to tell me jack. Their brand ain't on my ass. They don't own me. I got unalienable rights. I'm calling those rights and standing on them until they catch me. And everybody listening to this needs to know they're full time out there catching about 750,000 American citizens a year in this damn marijuana war. 700,000 to 750,000 a year busted like clockwork, fed into the system, fattening up the outsourced prison industry so it can trade warm beds on Wall Street's Dow. And all of this insanity, they're sitting there doing all of this in the name of liberty and freedom and America the beautiful.
It's real.
All right? Yes, real. Time they storm through your door with a SWAT team because you might have a damn joint in your purse. Give me a break, man. Or set up a roadblock and stop and search you against your Fourth Amendment rights just because you're traveling down the highway. You know? We have lost our country. Fortunately, a lot of people are beginning to realize that, because in losing it, we're also losing our economy. And we have been tricked through NAFTA, CAFTA, FTAA, SPP, all the other federal crap. We've been tricked out of our manufacturing base, out of our ability to get back to the land, to learn how to get in touch with nature again, the way we were before the Industrial Revolution, and so on and so on. See why I have to drink more? Because... Cheers, man.
He said he was going to be on a tear today. Yeah, he's on a tear.
Well, yeah, man, it's April Fool's Day. Man. What can I say?
Ain't no Fool's Day.
What can I say? Ain't no Fool's Day. But here's
it is exciting that more and more people are starting to weigh what really is going on around here.
Yeah, and but their ox is being gored like never before. So all kinds of people, straight people, Christian people, conservative people, liberal people, Obama supporters that believed the idiot's lies and voted for him, they're waking up to it too, because what's he doing now? Raiding the damn whole milk distributors, raiding the organic food operation, wanting to pass laws to keep you from growing ginseng in your damn backyard, regulate your vitamins, Codex Alimentarius, remember that? That's out there alive and well. The UN is pumping it like crazy. Our government is betraying us, and every segment of society is getting shafted by the government. We're all fixing to be slaves in a police state unless enough Americans wake up quick enough to unplug this monster in Washington, D.C. and kick the United Nations out of here. It don't need to be headquartered in New York City. That crap,
you don't need to be a part of it,
no,
either.
No, sir. It needs to be over in Europe or somewhere, but not in America.
I almost got busted.
There's some cheap real estate on the moon.
Put it up on the moon, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Hey, buy another round for the boy here, man.
I will.
Sounds good. Yeah.
So then, what's our solution, man?
Well, we got, I'll tell you, you know you got the Ron Paul Revolution that's been going on since 2007. Although he's been doing his work out there for well over 20 years. But he started something by 2008, that election cycle. He electrified the young people in this country, showed them we don't need to be in perpetual war for perpetual peace. We don't need this false security, this homeland security. We don't need a Patriot Act. We don't need a drummed up, created false flag war on terror, which we know the government itself engineers and creates so they can manipulate the public perception to support a police state tyranny right here in our own country.
Save us.
That's what they're saving us from, some big enemy that they have created. We got that all down. I won't go into it here today because hopefully we're going to move into some good conversations about what to do about it. But given the fact that a political figure who made a big impact in 2008 is still out there doing it this year, 2012, Ron Paul is running a magnificent campaign, and he is interjecting the conversational material that helps people wake up. So I'm drinking to Ron Paul today, too. And on that note, since we're here in Montana, which Chuck Baldwin says is the tip of the spear in the fight for freedom, we have a phenomenon going on here. And I'm going to back up just a little bit, but back in 2009, Gary Marbot, the Montana Shooting Sports Association, they wrote a bill, and they got Representative Joel Bonnick to introduce that bill to the Montana legislature, and Joel Bonnick got it through the House and the Senate and got Governor Schweitzer to sign it into law. It's called the Montana Made in Montana Firearms Freedom Act of 2009.
What does it do?
It prevents the ATF or any other federal agency from regulating or interfering with any gun that is manufactured in Montana and retained in Montana and is stamped clearly in the middle that it is made in Montana. This is a challenge to the federal interpretation of the Commerce Clause because the ATF, DEA, FBI, all kinds of federal agencies and offices and departments have abused the interpretation of the Federal Commerce Clause in the Constitution to give themselves license to run roughshod over the states.
Do what they please, not what the Constitution says that they're allowed to do.
Exactly. So the feds are on notice. They have immediately, the ATF sent letters to every federal gun dealer in Montana saying, dude, we don't care what Montana's law says. You bow to this Caesar. Our law trumps Montana law. I've got copies of that letter. And in fact, they're up at Pro Gun Leaders and Gary Marbot's website. You can see the letter from the ATF. Just like the ATF just come along a few months ago and said to all the medical marijuana card users or holders here in Montana who went legally and lawfully and paid a fee to the state to get a card to give them permission to medicate themselves with marijuana. After the feds came in here in April of 2011 and raided all the growers, the ATF sends a letter up here to all of the firearms dealers and says, if anybody is using marijuana, you cannot sell them a gun or a bullet. Okay? If they've got a marijuana card, they cannot have guns. So this is backdoor gun confiscation by tricking a state full of people into going and registering their names, getting their card, getting in the government's database, then registering and telling the world, yeah, I'm smoking dope. The doctor says I can. The government says it's cool. I'm doing it. Thank you, Jesus. All right, everybody that bought that line of bullshit, got the card, screwed themselves with the ATF, because the ATF says marijuana is still a federal crime. You cannot have a gun or a bullet if you're involved in a federal crime, okay?
Where does it ever say in the Constitution that your crime, your punishment is for life? For instance, if you committed an armed robbery, it's supposed to be a certain number of years that you serve in prison. When you're done with your prison, why is it you cannot still own a gun? Because you were a past felon? Isn't your punishment ended?
That's one of their little things. However, what you're saying is, if I give up my marijuana card, then suddenly I should be able to get my guns back, right? But the deal is this. The federal mechanism is now berserk and insane, out of control, has no relationship whatsoever to real human life, and is just a mechanism like a damn steamroller rolling over every weed in God's garden. Weeds being a metaphor for us little people. The machinery of governance has exceeded mankind's capacity to contain it and control it and direct it. It is now out of control. It is, in fact, no longer worthy of our respect or support. Right?
You're here on that one.
So, in Montana, where all this has been playing out, we have a man named Bob Fanning. F-A-N-N-I-N-G. And you can see him on the internet if you go to fanningforgovernor.com. It's FANNINGFORGOVERNOR.com. fanningforgovernor.com. And read his.
He's a good one.
He is a constitutionalist who has said right off the bat in starting his campaign, if the people of Montana want medical marijuana or free, whatever kind of law the people pass, He will protect those people from federal intrusion. In other words, he would tell the DEA, get the hell out of my state. You are tampering with the state's law. That the state has an obligation by your constitution to protect our people from federal incursion. It's in your own damn founding legal charter. Go read your constitution, but do it in Washington, D.C., your little 10 square mile box that you're supposed to stay in. Don't read it here on my time in our state on good Montana soil, idiot. Screw the DEA. Get the hell out of here. That's what Bob Fanning would do. What happened when they raided all these pot people last year was our Democrat Attorney General. My God, he crawled up under his desk in Helena and just hid while the feds raided all these pot growers in all these cities across Montana. And Governor Schweitzer, another nice friend of the people, what did he do? Oh, yeah, I guess that's okay. Y'all come on and do your damage. What the hell did he do, man? Nothing. Here comes the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, combined drug task forces, combined homeland security, anti-terrorism experimenters, everything they could put together and throw into these goddamn armed combat teams to go raid these innocent, law-abiding Montana citizens, and the damn governor and the attorney general turn their back and let the shit happen. Bob Fanning would not go for that, and Bob Fanning has a plan for how he could stop it before it happened. So that's why Bob Fanning is important as a constitutional candidate for the governor's seat in Montana here in 2012. He's from Prey, Montana. That's down in Paradise Valley. And the reason I brought up about the Montana Firearms Freedom Act was the man that introduced that bill and got it through into law is Joel Bonnick, who lives in the same valley where Bob Fanning lives. And his name is former Representative Joel Bonnick, B-O-N-I-E-K. He's the hero who got national attention when he got this bill turned into Montana law. So Bob Fanning is running for governor, and former Representative Joel Bonnick is running for lieutenant governor as his running mate.
That's a really good team.
There's your Second Amendment and your Tenth Amendment already covered right there just because those two boys know each other.
And yeah. We know that they're honorable men.
Well, we know them real well. Yes, we do. And a beautiful, beautiful testament to what kind of honorable men they are is the fact that each one of them is a card-carrying member in Oath Keepers.
That's a first. The lieutenant, governor, and the governor, both Oath Keepers.
You got two Oath Keepers running for the top two seats of governance in Montana.
That's
yes, indeed.
Awesome.
It is totally awesome. That makes me want to play rock and roll music on the jukebox, you know? Things could get better here. We can get these guys in. So, Shorty, let me give you a sheet of paper that's got a few outlines here about this Bob Fanning governor bid and campaign that he's getting us involved in here. He says, I'll use state interposition as Montana's lawful answer to federal corruption, and I will faithfully and fully nullify Obamacare in Montana. So state interposition and nullification shows you he's already been over at the 10th Amendment. He's probably read some of Thomas E. Wood's, and
I bet he's seen something, read something of Edwin Vieira's too.
Well, you know, I bet he has because I gave him, an 8-hour course by Dr. Edwin Vieira.
All right.
Called The Purse and the Sword, and I urgently invite anybody that wants to know how to save our country to go and buy that. It's about $40, just under $40, for a four-disc set that's got 8 one-hour classes by one of America's greatest constitutional experts, attorneys, and historians, Dr. Edwin Vieira.
Good man.
Yeah, he's a good man. You see him, he's in every one of James Yeager's documentary films, just like G. Edward Griffin, who runs Freedom Force International and wrote that book, Creature from Jekyll Island. G. Edward Griffin, he's in every one of James Yeager's documentaries, too. Ron Paul seems to show up in all of them also. Dang.
And lots of good people that James Yeager surrounds himself with.
James Yeager runs Matrix Entertainment. That's Matrix with two X's. And you can Google him and find him real easily. He made Original Intent. He made Fiat Empire. He made Cultural Marxism. He made Corporate Fascism. And his latest is a bombshell just waiting to explode. It's out there now already being circulated around the country. It's called Spoiler. And that one includes Edwin Vieira, Ron Paul, Ross Perot, Pat Buchanan, a bunch of people, and Chuck Baldwin's in that one. Awesome film. I think the website URL for that is spoiler.usa.com or something like that. Spoiler.usa.com, maybe. Or just search Spoiler James Yeager.
That's Yeager with a J.
Yeah, J-A-E-G-E-R, James Yeager. Awesome filmmaker, best documentary maker in America. So, Bob Fanning is willing to protect the will of the people in Montana. They vote a referendum saying medical marijuana is in. Bob Fanning will keep the feds off their butt while they do what they're now lawfully allowed to do.
He's not going to run and hide under his desk and say, I know nothing?
No, he's actually a populist who thinks the people are the source of the legitimacy for any authority practiced or exercised by any government. He's a populist. It's the people, all right? And we're going to do it right through the Republican form of government, so there's a system of law here. And the law says the damn government got limits on what it can do to intrude into your life or your freedom or your rights, period. That's the message. That's Bob Fanning gets it. Joe Obonik gets it. A lot of Montanans get it. And a lot of Montanans are being, they're being distracted by the other candidates running against Bob Fanning in this race. You got one guy who's a blatant projection of the CIA and the whole intelligence community running for governor here in Montana.
Well, he boasts on the fact that he has trained many as
armies. Let me train your private army for you. Let me show you the logistics, the organization, the structure and infrastructure, how to put together your private army, like Blackwater XE. This guy, hell, James Woolsey, a former head of CIA, was at a fundraiser for him in Florida last year, down in Florida with other CIA guys fundraising so this guy could run for governor in Montana. What the hell was that? All right?
That's what that is.
What's the name of the company he ran? Isn't it something called Executive Action?
Yeah, but he that folded all of a sudden. But his company was called Executive Action, which is a CIA code name for assassination. But his running mate also has got a private business and an ex-Navy SEAL team leader. He's got a business building drones. Oh,
all those
great.
Lovely things that fly in the air and film us and can bomb us. And
They can surveil us from up there where we can't even see them watching us and feed everything into the big computer that NSA is building down here in Utah so that everything on Earth is concentrated into one computerized database mega monster pool of government power bullshit. All right? That's going up. Acres and acres of computer being built down here in Utah, some little poor town that's going to have the NSA breathing down his throat forevermore. But all of this is going down. We got another guy that sat there and voted in the 106th Congress for every bill that served in 2008 to crash our economy. Remember when the crash happened? September 15, 2008. Montanans have felt the repercussions vibrating and rippling out from Wall Street and Washington. Now, by last year, 2011, it even hit here in Montana. Housing loss, job loss, equity loss, credit loss, undescribable social and cultural problems that was caused by these idiots and these banks that are too big to fail, your zombie banksters that suck it out of the American people, run it through the government, create more debt, hang us with more liability, and pocket the money and squirrel it away with their buddies in Europe so that we become the equivalent of a third world nation that is begging the UN to come in here, give us soup lines. We'll go for rations on our gasoline. Just make sure we each get 10 gallons a week anyway, please. And we'll stand in line for this, and we'll pay for fees and licenses for that and whatever else. And put your damn troops and their boots on the ground to check us at every street corner or every crossroads at a highway. Or to monitor our backyards with drones. They want 35,000 drones engineered for flight into the FAA's management system. 35,000 drones over the United States. All right? That just came through Homeland Security. Bless their little hearts. So, we said a while ago, everybody's ox is starting to get gored. And everybody's starting to see this shit. And yet the Republican Party up here ain't got the nerve to point a finger at the guy that'll vote for the bills that will unleash this banking terror storm to deplete our resources, deplete our economy, trash our economy, and devalue our dollar. Ever been to a grocery store lately? Look at the prices up and down the aisles in your grocery store? Or what's going on at the gas pumps? Is the gas any different than it was 2 years ago? No, it's the same shit. Same gasoline. What's different is how many dollars it takes to get a gallon of it. That's what they've done on Wall Street and in Washington. And the idiots that helped them do it, one of them is sitting up here running for governor of Montana against a populist constitutionalist like Bob Fanning. And because he's tied in with these corrupt bastards with the big money pockets, he's got a war chest to advertise, campaign, put up billboards, print up stuff. All Bob Fanning's got is the hope and goodwill and the faith of the little people like us, you know? That's what Bob Fanning's
working
on.
But little people are gonna listen this year, and they're going to seek out and find people like Bob Fanning.
If we can have our way, all the little people in Montana are going to figure this out the next 6 weeks. And what they've got to do, I don't care if they're a Democrat, I don't care if they're a pothead, I don't care if they're a liberal, I don't care who they are, if they're independent, whatever they are, that ain't a Bible-thumping, dyed-in-the-wool, hard-headed Republican. They need to cross the aisle go over here and vote for Bob Fanning in this primary.
That's a good tactic.
It's the best tactic out there. All the little people can go vote for Bob Fanning in the primary. He can win it easily because the other six are all drawing votes away from who? Only the Republican sector. The Republican sector is who they're pitching their votes for. They're saying, vote for me, Mr. Republican, or Mrs. Republican, or young Republican. Vote for me instead of this other Republican candidate. What Bob Fanning is saying is, all of y'all that care about the Constitution, you remember how America used to be. You remember when there was personal dignity and freedom, and you owned your damn land. Remember when you didn't have to get a permit to go to Walmart and buy a box of 22 shells so your kid could go down and go plinking by the river. Remember all those freedoms we used to have, we don't have anymore. You can vote for Bob Fanning and turn this crap around, or you can vote for these six wonderful guys who are running as Republican candidates and competing for your vote because you're a Republican. That's what they want. So you have six different slices of the Republican vote in this primary. If Bob Fanning draws from labor, from the pot crowd, from the wolf, the anti-wolf crowd, that's tired of seeing the wolves eat the ass ends off of cows in our pastures and decimate our elk herd and our wild game herds, they're going to knock out hunting in Montana. Because that 25,000 head herd of elk at Yellowstone is now down to 4,000. Okay? 4,000 elk left out of a 26,000 herd because wolves. Okay? Bob Fanning.
And the wolves are spreading diseases everywhere.
And well, they're killing your cattle, they're killing your horses, they're killing your coats, your pets. They're going to be killing people. So.
And these are big wolves too.
Oh, they're huge.
They're not indigenous.
They're like 120-pound wolves.
Yeah, these.
Their paws are as big as your face. I've seen people holding them up, and they're like four persons.
So Bob Fanning gets it. He's got a platform that includes supporting the Fully Informed Jury Association.
That's good.
The law that the Republicans wouldn't let get through last session in Helena about a fully informed jury bill would require a judge to tell the jurors, every one of them before the trial, that he has a right to judge the law by his conscience, as well as the facts in the case against the defendant. He can judge the law, too, and in that one trial, he's not changing the law, he's not erasing a law or altering a law, but he can nullify that law for that defendant in that courtroom at that trial on that date. Lawfully, legally can, and no government can punish him for stopping that. For nullifying the law. In other words.
So why are they so afraid?
Oh, they don't want the jurors to know that the people are the ultimate source of power and authority and legitimacy. They don't want the people, the citizens, to know that the citizens is the source of their power. Because as soon as we figure that out, that they can control their government, and the government has no authority to control them, and as normal, healthy, happy, freedom-loving people who are responsible for themselves and who voluntarily agree to have this government and mutually support it for their own protection, not for their own oppression, but for their own protection.
Well, the protection of their rights.
Exactly.
Physical protection, necessarily.
Well, even that, too. But the Constitution gave them a right to have an army if they need one, you know, to protect our states as a collection of a nation. So, Anyway, Bob Fanning is the answer to the mischief that's coming out of Washington and off of Wall Street. And it could really, really happen if people admit to themselves, I would rather vote my conscience this time. This is 2012. This may be the last election cycle America knows. This could be it. And the last one, if this is the last one, I should at least vote my conscience and don't vote against the lesser of two evils. Don't vote against somebody. Vote for what I believe in, which is freedom, liberty, prosperity, individual responsibility, and all of those good things.
Last call, guys.
Is it last call already? And we were just getting started.
We were on a roll.
Well, we'll talk about politics again some other time. Meantime, that sure is good Johnny Walker Scotch you got there for, Keith.
Thanks, Betsy.
Awesome.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to steam. And in your belly you hold the treasures few have ever seen. Most of them dream. Most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate. 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late. Arriving too late. But I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so never meant to last. Never meant to last. And I have been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out and I rallied and I strung a few leaks. But I got to stop fishing. Got to go fishing down the rock bottom again. Just a few friends. Just a few. Occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit a town. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit a town.